Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it out. And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later turn in my favor.
To the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. And this is Every Man Standing in His Place. Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to Every Man Standing in His Place. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, the founder, overseer, and the executive producer here at Spirit Alive, and it blesses my soul to always be able to bring to you, our listeners, hallelujah, a mighty man of God who will stand before us tonight with a word from the Lord. So without further ado, won't you please receive our God's man of the hour, his mighty servant, and my brother, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. As always, I have to, you know, just thank you for this opportunity. You know, I thank God for you. I thank you for the opportunity, for the time, just to share a word.
Amen.
I appreciate you so much. I love you because you're real. You've always been real from the first day that I met you.
Glory, you know, glory to God. Hallelujah.
You've always been the same. You haven't changed. You've always served God. You put Him first, and you allow Him
bless
to
you.
In all the ways. I appreciate you so much for being a great example of a child of God.
God bless you. She's going to make me cry.
I'm just being honest.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah, I want to start off with a word of prayer so we can all just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for today. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your leadership. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your... Father God, we thank you for all of those that are listening right now. We pray for those that are listening right now. We ask that you just touch in a way that only you know how. Touch everyone's life with everything that they need, Father God. We know that you can do all things, and we know that you're not a respecter of person. You do what you do because of your love and your grace and your mercy, Father God. We just thank you. Father God, we ask that you just be with us tonight as we preach your word today. We ask that you guide my tongue, Father God. Be the words that come out, Father God. I will step back, Father God, and I ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to step in and be the message, Father God. Be the message that you want your children to hear. Father God, we ask that that this word will go out and not come back void, Father God. I ask that you just continue to instill in us the way that you would have to live. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, ask it all.
Amen.
Amen. It was something that was kind of, it was kind of pressing on me, on my heart today, in talking about the ways or the way that we should live our lives. We know that we're supposed to live our lives glorifying God, but a lot of us don't truly know what that means. And I'm speaking to the point that we have to know where we are supposed to be. And the title of this program is Every Man Standing in His Place. And the thing about every man standing in his place, that means that everything else and everyone else has to stand in their place. And so it has to start from somewhere, and it starts with God's word. It starts with what God tells us to do. It starts with how God designed everything to go. And I like the song that was played before, you know, turning around for me. It allows you to see that we won't be in tough or negative situations all of our lives. We won't be in a bad place all of our life. We won't be in a bad place because God doesn't want us to be in that bad place. But what he wants us to do is learn and grow from the spot that we are in. And so, you know, the song was saying, you know, you can be cast down, but not destroyed. And it says that it won't always be like this. Sooner or later, it's going to turn around in my favor. That means that God has something for us, something for you, and we have something to look forward to. But we can't just think that it's going to just happen just because there are some things that we have to do to align ourselves with God's word. So when we align ourselves with God's word, we can truly be at the right place in the right time.
Amen.
So what I want to do is I'm going to go through the fifth chapter of Ephesians. We kind of talked about it on Wednesday. I heard the program on Wednesday, and it was inspiring to me, and it inspired me to go from there and give some ideas of what God had put on my heart. And I want to start from it's Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to start at the 15th verse. The 15th verse, and that says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time." Remember that, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in fear of God. So in other words, what the word is telling us is that that we need to align ourselves up. God's word, have respect for God's word. We need to submit to God's word. We need to live in God's word. And the word here, it says, submitting to one another in fear, or we can say reverence or in awe of God, because who he is. And you know, we look at certain things in this, and so what I wanted to just title this is Standing in the Right Place in God's Time. Standing in the right place in God's time.
Oh, that's good.
Because we know that we want to do things by a certain time. We know that when we are growing up, And when we are planning out our lives, we say, well, I want to, after I graduate from high school, I want to go to college. And then you have your plan for college. Well, maybe you want to go to a 2-year college and then go from there to a 4-year college and then go to college even more, all depending on how far you want your education to go. But see, these are our plans of what we want to do, of how we want our lives to turn out, or how what we want to do with the time that God gives us. And so when we look at the time that God gives us, there's, you know, we don't know how much time we have. Even though we make plans for our future, we don't know what amount of time we truly have. But see, we can't use our time to be to do things that are unwise. We can't we have to use wisdom in the way that God has called us to use wisdom. And we use wisdom because we don't want we don't want our time to be used in dissipation, or we don't want our time to be wasteful. We don't want to waste our time doing things that we shouldn't do, or that we that will hinder our progress. We want to do things that are going to make us go forward and to allow us to grow toward the way that we should go. But we have to be standing in the right place in God's time. And see, standing in the right place in God's time doesn't mean that wherever you are going to stand that you are going to be comfortable. It doesn't mean that you are, or that we are going to just be resting or just at ease when we are standing in the right place. As a matter of fact, if we could look at Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, starting with the first verse. Matthew chapter 4, starting with the first verse. Now, this is when Jesus was tempted by the devil. And it says here, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, when you look at that, we see that Jesus was led up by the Spirit, the same Spirit that ascended on him, that descended on him after he was baptized. And see, when we look at that, we say that must be the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit. That's, you know, we say this, and then. And then we looked at, and then we look at where Jesus was led. And so when we look at where Jesus was led to, we say, if that is the Holy Spirit leading Jesus, if that is the Spirit of God leading Jesus, why would he lead Jesus to somewhere where the devil is going to be tempting him? Now, when we look at that, we see that, you know, sometimes we're going to be in places that are uncomfortable. Sometimes we're going to be in situations that are uncomfortable. And that's not to say that God didn't lead us there. That's not to say that God didn't want us there. But the fact is that we are in the right place in God's time. And if it is in God's time, that means that wherever we are, And whatever situation comes about, we are going to grow and be better from our situation or from wherever we are standing. Because we are being what? Being led by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You see, a lot of times we get to a point where we want to get some get to somewhere where we want to be comfortable, where
Come
we
on.
Want to not have to struggle, where we don't want any opposition. But sometimes God wants us to be in a place that is going to challenge us, that's going to challenge our faith, that's going to challenge our strength in Him, that's going to challenge whatever it is that we need to do for Him so we can push against the opposition. And as we push against the opposition, we become stronger in the Lord.
Yeah.
We become stronger in our faith, and we become stronger in what God wants us to do. We become stronger in our stance and in the place that we are standing. And so in that, we know that when we become stronger, that we can stand in the time that God has allowed us to, because it is in God's time.
Hallelujah.
And so, you know, we look at the even that next verse in Ephesians where it says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And then it says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
My Lord.
So, if we look at what the word is saying here, if we look at what Paul, who is the writer of the Ephesians, if we look at what he is saying here, he's saying that if you are going to if you are going to be led by something, don't be led by the wrong thing. Be led by the right thing. And when it says in which is dissipation, that means that if you are drunk with wine and you are allowing the wine to lead you, or you are allowing, it doesn't even have to be wine. It can be negative influences. It can be anything that can lead you away from Christ. But the thing is that he's saying that he wants us to be led by the Spirit. No matter where it seems like the Spirit is taking us, we need to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Now we know that when John baptized Jesus, we know that he was already in a place of the wilderness when he was being baptized. And so what happened, he was led deeper into the wilderness. That first part of the wilderness was a part where it may have had animals and people that could come around and it wasn't secluded, but God wanted Jesus to be in a more secluded area where it was just him and God's word and whatever opposition came about. And so when you truly understand that God's word is all you have, then you figure out that God's word is all you need to fight whatever it is that's going to try and try to oppose you in whatever situation.
Amen.
You know, I feel like I'm feeling kind of bad right now, and I don't feel like doing anything because my situation is causing me not to want to do anything. Well, I got a little news for you in the fact that when you feel like you can't do something, God has placed something deep inside of you that He wants to get out of you, and your situation may be the thing just to bring it out. You may be having the worst time that you think of your life. You may be having the most down time in your life. You may think that things are going to be all tore up from the floor up, all messed up.
Well,
God is going to work it out the way that He sees fit. Yeah. Come on, when you are standing in the right place at the right time, you know that God is with you, because God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And when you are standing in the right place, you have to be led by the Spirit. You can't be led by naysayers. You can't be led by those that are trying to lead you in the wrong way. You can't be led by any opposing factors. You can't be led even by your situation. You can't be led by anything but the Spirit of the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Hallelujah.
All right, now.
Now, when we are standing in the right place, in God's time, that also means that it's not that we're just standing and staying still. That means that we are walking. We are moving. We are doing something. We are doing what God has called us to do. That means that we are walking in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is walking in wisdom and knowledge of God's word, and allowing his word to lead and guide you through your tumultuous situations, whatever they may be.
Amen.
Now, when you look at when you are led by the Spirit, you have good things to say. When you are led by the Spirit, you have positive things to say. When you are led by the Spirit, you have positive things to do. You have things that are going to build somebody up and not tear them down.
Hallelujah.
You have something to say or do that's going to lead somebody to where God wants them to be. And where God wants them to be is with him.
Yeah.
And so if we look at the fact that we want things to turn around in our lives, we want things to get better in our lives, we have to be standing in the right place in God's time. Now, when you look when you look at Matthew, and it says Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God," that's the first mistake right there. You're going to question who God says I am. It's not a personal thing. You can ask a question, but don't question who Jesus Christ is. You know, and so he says, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." And what did Jesus do? Jesus was standing in the right place in God's time, because we know the Spirit led him up there. And he led him up there to be tempted by the devil. It's something that we have to understand. Sometimes God wants to lead us to where opposition is, to show that the opposition only comes to make us strong. Sometimes he wants us to be led to opposition so we can see that opposition can't harm us. It can't hurt us.
Yeah.
It's only a hurdle. It's only a bump in the road. Not even that. It's only something that we can walk through and make it through with not even the smell of smoke on our clothes, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
All right, bro.
When they were in the fiery furnace.
Preach.
They didn't even have the smell of smoke on them.
Hallelujah.
And so it said, "Command these stones to be turned to bread." And he said, he answered and said, "It is written." It is written. What is written? God's word is written. God's word right here says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." And so what is that saying? What is that saying? That's saying that man, if man has to live by something, it's not going to be by something, by only earthly things.
Yes.
If the man that God has created is going to live, he's not going to live by just what is earthly. But he has to live by what? Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So how can I live? How am I living? I have to live with God's word. I have to live studying God's word. I have to live reading God's word. I have to live living and walking God's word.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Because it says, what does it say? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. So when troubles problems come, we are not we're not going to divert to anything but God's word. We're not going
Hallelujah.
To do what we want to do, because sometimes we want to get revenge. Sometimes we want to get
come
angry.
On.
Sometimes we want to get angry and sin. But the Bible tells us to be angry and sin not.
Sin
that
not.
Means that
Amen.
We have to come back at our issues, at our problems, at our troubles.
Please.
We have to come back with God's word, because God's word
come
is
on.
More than the world against us. So if,
yes.
if that be the case, then we can use God's word to fight off anything. We can use God's word to combat any opposition.
Yes. Amen.
And so, and then he tries again, and the devil took him up into a holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, there he goes again, if you are, when he says, throw yourself down, for it is written. Now he tries to come back with the word, to the word.
Yeah.
And he says, he said, it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and that in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written again. That means
yes.
that, see, somebody's going to try to come at you from a different angle. They may try to come back at you with
again.
An angle that you have already came at them with. If you have told somebody what you know about God's word, they're going to try to use that if they are
against you.
If they are trying to manipulate, they're going to try to use God's word to get you to do the wrong thing.
Amen. Say that.
But again, I say we have to hide the word in our heart. And we have to show ourselves true unto God. And so we can, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel, rightly dividing the word of truth. The only
the
way
word
that
of
we
truth.
Are
really.
Going to be able to rightly divide the word is if we study to show ourselves approved unto who? Unto God.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
And so it says here, Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
Yes, sir.
So in other words, he said, if you are the Son of God, then he gave him something to tempt himself with, to tempt Jesus with. And Jesus said, this is what's written. What you're doing, you're not supposed to do. You are not supposed to the Lord your God. And then it says again, so the devil looked past that and said, he took him to a exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
Yeah, come on, bro.
And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. I don't know about you, but to me that sounds like an empty promise, because I know.
Come on, say that. No, yeah.
Of all you see, we can go with empty promises. We are not standing where God wants us to stand in his time.
Right.
But
that's right, bro.
We're standing in the right place in God's time. Then we can do the right thing. Then we can say the right thing. Then we can act the right way. Then we can be what God has called us to be. So it says here, Jesus said to him, away. play with you, Satan, for it is written. Here we come with the word again. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
Then the devil
left him alone.
Yeah.
And behold, angels came and ministered
to him. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. When you look at the second time when Satan tried to tempt him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written." And he said, "He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." In other words, if you're the Son of God, he's not going to let any harm come to you if you throw yourself down from here. But the fact was, Jesus knew that wasn't no harm going to come to him as long as the word of God, as long as he battled with the word of God, as long as he fought off Satan with the word of God, and angels were going to come and minister to him even anyway. So we have to look at this fact. I can go through my problems in my life because I know that God is going to take care of me. I can go through issues in my life because I know that God is going to take care of me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what I think, I know that in the end, God is going to take care of me. You may turn me down and what you want from me, but I know God is going to take care of me. You may take my job from me, but I know that God is going to take care of me, because you know why? God can do more with a little than I could a lot. So I'm not worried about what you take from me, because that little that I have, all I have to do is give it to the Lord. I can give it to God and lift him up and praise him and magnify him. And as long as I'm doing what God has called me to do, and I'm studying his word, and I'm living his word, he's going to take care of me. No matter how people feel about me, I'm not even worried about it, because I'm going to live for the Lord, Jesus. I'm going to continue to work my way through, work out my soul salvation with the Lord. I'm going to praise him in my good times. I'm going to praise him in my tough times. I'm going to lift when it seems like I can't lift anything. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus, because why? He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. And so being in the right place, standing in the right place in God's time means that God leads your life.
Yes, sir.
God gives you where he wants you to go.
Preach, Pastor.
Make sure that you're going to be okay wherever you are.
Yes, sir.
And the fact is that where God leads you, he won't leave you.
Hallelujah.
So when you are standing in the right place, know that God's time is on your side. You know how to say time is on your side. I just have to say God's time is on your side. If you are a child of God, if you are a disciple of God, if you are a child of God, if you live the way God wants you to live, if you walk the way that God wants you to walk, God's time is on your side, because you are using God's time the way he wants you to use it, and not the way that you want.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It may be tough sometimes.
Yes,
standing in that right place.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that God's word is like a spiritual seat belt that holds us in place when there's an accident
that's
about
good.
To happen. There's something that is about to happen. It may shake you up just a little bit. It may move you just a little bit, but it's not going to pull you out from where you're standing. It's not going to take you away from the love of God. It's not going to move you from where you are standing, and you always have to allow God to lead you no matter what. it may seem like things are just getting out of control, getting out of hand. Things may seemingly be going crazy, but that's when God specializes in smoothing out the rough edges, smoothing out the rough areas, smoothing out all of the rough patches in your life. And then when you look back at it, you say, I don't know how I made it through this. Well, I know how you made it through. And you'll realize that you made it through because of the love of God, because of how he loves you and how he has mercy for you. If somebody had to give your life to the Lord, allow him to lead you so you can go the way that he would have you to go. It may not seem like it's the right way in the beginning, but when it's all said and done, you'll understand it better by and by.
By and by. Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo-wee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay. That was some kind of good, thank God. I don't know about you, but I was truly blessed by that. He preached. He just preached that message. Hallelujah. Standing in the right place in God's time. What a timely message. What a needed message. Hallelujah. And I just want to put my amen, amen, amen in there on it, because you know what, saints of God? There is always going to be somebody that wants you to prove who you are in Christ Jesus. But like my brother says, hallelujah, when you're standing on that word of God, when you know that you know that you know that you're a child of God, you don't have to answer them back with nothing but it is written. You know, because just as Satan did Jesus, there's people today talking about, well, if you're a Christian, you would be doing so-and-so and so-and-so, or you would help me do so-and-so and so-and-so. You know, they want to prove you to prove who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because we live in a society where people want evidence. They want proof. Well, this is the evidence that we have. He who has the Son has light, and he who has not the Son has not light. That's what we are told in 1 John. So I want to thank my brother for that message tonight, because he reminded us that no matter what things look like, how things feel, God will turn it around for us. He will turn it around for those who love the Lord. He will turn it around, hallelujah, when we stand our ground. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And all we need to do is stand on the solid rock of Jesus, the Logos.
Yes, Lord.
All we have to do is hold fast to his unchanging hand.
Right.
Because see, Satan uses, and like I told you before, Satan can't do anything new. He used the same tactic on Jesus that he used in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, he uses the same old tired tactics. But every time he comes with his tired tactics, we need to come right back at him with our it is written, because Apostle Zeta and I spent 20 weeks on spiritual warfare.
Man.
And, and one of the biggest things that we preached about and taught about was having your it is written ready. Have your it is written ready. Have it grafted on your heart. You shouldn't have to think about it. You know, Jesus didn't think about it, and Jesus had no interest. No interest. He knew he was Jesus. He knew he was the Son of God.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to prove nothing to flathead Satan. And he knew that Satan knew who he was.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, some people will try to come pull you off your program just to pull you down, because they know you are a child of God, because they know you love Jesus. So they'll try to put you in a compromising position. You know, they're going to give Sister So-and-so a position in the church. You smile, but there will be those that will smile and grin in their face and then go behind their back and talk about them like a junkyard dog. There will be those that will hallelujah and hoop and holler, but if they can still steamroller over the next brother or sister, they won't have any problem doing that if they can get what they want. So, my brother, you preach this message. You bless me on tonight, and I just thank God for you. So I'm going to let I know it blessed my soul because, you know, as servant leaders, people will try to manipulate us and talk to us like we're naive. They think they can flatter us and come with the goodness and light so they can get what they want. And then when they feel like they're done with us, they're done with Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
They're done with Jesus. I'm here to tell you. There are people in this world that will go from church to church to church just to get what they can out of other people.
Yep, that's true.
So we have to recognize that even though, you know, we might be sitting up in the church house, we could be in a conference, we can be anywhere, and the devil will not mind. See, he had to, you know, Jesus was led off by the Holy Spirit. Well, the Lord might not lead us off by ourselves away from people in these days, but we should have learned how to stand on his word.
Amen.
Without going anywhere. So I'm going to have some more people come on into the room. We got family up in here. We've got a whole bunch of listeners up in here. So right now, if you want to put your praise on it, because I know I did. I can't help myself. I got stirred up. Hallelujah. If you want to put your praise on it, have a word. Encourage our man of God. Hallelujah. You are more than welcome. But as I scroll through all these numbers, looking for those ones, I'm going to now go. First of all, I'm going to start with the other man of God in the house. We're going to hear a word from Apostle Edwin Holloway. Amen.
Amen.
We give God praise, glory, and honor tonight, and we thank God for the word. Standing in the place that you're supposed to stand in. You can't stand in somebody else's place and think God's going to do it. And when you're standing, you got to know that you're going to be challenged.
Yeah.
Did God really say, as Lucifer said to Eve, did he really say? Really say for you to stand where you're standing? If you've been seeking God with your whole heart, in this pandemic, you're supposed to be consecrating during this pandemic. He's going to be telling you what to do. So when this pandemic is over, you're going to be standing in the right place because God has told you where to stand. And you're going to stand. He said, after you've done all, stand there for.
Yes.
So we stand, and we do what God is saying for us to do, and the enemy cannot come against us. Yeah, he will but then you take and throw the word back to him.
Throw the word back
to him. It is written, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that rises judgment, thou hast condemned. In Jesus' name. So, standing in the right place, you stand in the right place. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 That's good. That's good, Apostle. That's good. Is Papa Tess with you this evening, sir?
She's on the phone with someone else.
Amen. Amen. Well, while I'm still searching for ones, we're going to ask Apostle Zeta to come on in the room.
Praise God. Amen.
What a wonderful message.
It was a great message. I really felt like, you know, this message is timely because people need to hear it more and more and more, and know mm-hmm. that the Lord has already made a way for us to escape mm-hmm. temptation. Also, it lets us know that Jesus was tested on every hand, tempted, just like we. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But he did not yield to the temptation. Also, for us, we have everything given to us. We have the Word of God. We have prayer. We have faith and all of this that also help us, praise God, not to yield to temptation.
Yes. Amen.
And, now, when we first get saved, you know, sometimes there's a problem when, when temptation comes because you're not strong enough. But after we have been with the Lord for a while, praise God.
Come on now.
Under good teaching and preaching and all, and then in the Word for our own selves, we have no excuse.
Yes.
And this was a good illustration, a great illustration of Jesus allowing us to know, praise God, that he was tempted just like we were, praise God.
Right.
And because when he came here, he came here as man and also as divine.
Oh,
but his human side, the human side of him did not yield. Praise God.
That's right.
And so we don't have to either, you know, and just like Jesus did, when temptation comes upon us or someone tries to influence us to go back where we were get involved with them in something that they shouldn't be doing, then that's when we need to bring the word. We need to speak the word.
Amen.
Let them know what the word says. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to let them know where we are. You know, maybe I did that in my past years, but not anymore. Amen.
Because
I'm living for the Lord. And so sometimes we just have to stand up and let them know where we really are, and to let them know that they cannot cause us to walk in sin anymore. Amen.
Right.
Or to join in with them in whatever they're doing. Praise God. Because we have to be, we have to let them know that we have a standard, you know, that that we are different, that we don't do just any old thing. You know, I mean, we know that there are some, but praise God, we have to, those of us that don't, we have to also be therefore, to let them know as well, those that are walking with the Lord and still, you know, going and doing what they want to do, we have to let them know.
Come on.
Even tell them, you know, it's okay to let them know, you know, I'm going to be praying for you, that you get involved in the Lord, amen, and that you get into his word for yourself and things like that. All right, I'm done.
Look, this message was so good, we are ready to preach tonight. Hallelujah. But you know what? That is the evidence of a timely word. Because if the word is brought right, it's doing exactly as it's created to do, and that is to stir up the people of God, move the people of God's hearts to want to even live more for Jesus. You know, it should cause us to get excited, just knowing that, you know, Jesus understands everything, every temptation, everything that we go through. He understands. He went through it. You know, he's not like some folks in the world, you know, people that have never drank can't really talk to an alcoholic.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing in common. You know, it takes somebody that's been there, been through it, been to the bottom, that can say, you know what? I was, as Apostle Zeta said, I was where you are. But hallelujah. I don't live there no more.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell them, Jim Beam don't live in my house no more. Jack Daniels can't stay in my house no more. Johnny Walker can't stay in my house no more.
Right.
You know, we can tell them and we can be blessed and know that God, like she said, we need to, that's a good time to use our testimony.
Yeah.
To let somebody know what God has indeed brought us from. And it's okay to tell them, God has brought me too far for me to turn back now.
That's right.
He really has. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let my his beautiful wife have a word, and then I'm going to, we're going to go into some special prayers tonight. So, my beautiful little sister, Michelle, come on and tell your beautiful husband how well he did.
Hallelujah, and thank you, Bishop. First,
you're
I
welcome,
just want to thank God for giving him the utterance of his tongue to bring such a beautiful message. And, you know, if you ever wanted to make God laugh, tell him what you want and what your plans have for your life.
Right.
Because God will make a laugh from the heavens. Because we don't choose what we want with our life. You know, we can say what we want, but he planted a seed before you are even birthed into this world, what your life will be. So we might as well just give in. And I'm so thankful to God that my husband gave in almost 20 years ago, and the harvest is plentiful because he gave the word on today. And I know that there is much sickness and death going around in this world, and we could hang our heads low or we can lift them high and just give God the praises for the things that he is doing in this world. So we are servants of God. We just need to keep our heads held high, keep our armor on, sleep in it, never take it off, and just march forward with the Lord. Don't get angry, because I was just speaking to my second eldest son today, and they know all the things that their mom is going through. But I tell him, it's one thing I will never give up on God, because I know what he's able to do for others. He'll do it for me time. Never
in
my
will.
Time.
Yes, he will.
Time. Because everything I'm going through, there's a testimony that I will tell for everything that I'm going through. Just like you said, I can tell somebody, anybody,
that's right.
He's able in all things. God is able. Husband,
Amen.
I love you. You know I love you. I thank God for you. I listen to
you.
I learn from you. You are my covering, just like God. I thank God for the day that I met you. I love you so much. God bless you. And he has much more for you to preach and teach to this world. I thank you, my sister Bishop, for giving us this platform. You have blessed our hearts, our children, our family, and we together are blessing God's people.
Thank
God bless you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, saints of God, let me tell you what a man of God we have present with us tonight. Now, you just heard my sister, Michelle Scott, and you just heard my brother, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, bring a phenomenal message. They did all of this while fires are raging.
Yeah.
And Sister Michelle's mother is in a hospital.
Yeah.
Just went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Sister Michelle herself, Evangelist Michelle herself, has been going through procedure after procedure after procedure. And I just praise God that no matter what is going on in the lives of the servant leaders at Spirit Alive, Mother Apostle Zeta had just received a phone call that one of her loved ones was killed on Sunday. But they still stand for God. They don't get out of line. They don't get out of their place. They don't go into this, well, God, you didn't, you know, I'm upset with God. You know, they keep right on doing what God has called them to do. And just as I said to Apostle Zeta on last Sunday, I want to say to both of you, thank you. Thank you for your demonstration of grace under fire. You have come out and blessed the Lord, and I just want to bless God for you. Now, these fires are raging. So what I would like to do is I would like to have a word of prayer at this time, because we know, again, that God is able.
Amen.
We know that God is a healer. He's a way maker. All things with him are possible. Nothing is impossible or too hard for God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If God wanted
Amen.
To right now, he could open up the sky, and there would be so much rain that would fall in a matter of minutes that it would extinguish every fire that's burning right now.
Amen.
But you see, God is trying to get our attention. He's allowing the fires, COVID, hurricane, civil unrest, you know, all of these things, because he wants us to know that we know that we know that we're standing in him, that we're trusting in him, that we're believing what he has said. So at this time, I would just like to have Apostle Zeta come, and I would like for you to lift up the fires right now.
Amen.
And I would also like for you to lift up our evangelist Michelle's mother, Pastor Jeff's mother-in-law. I just want you to lift up the lost, the hurting, the helpless, and the hopeless. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Apostle Zeta, let the Lord use you.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you tonight. We come to you, Lord, with thanksgiving because we thank you for all that you do. You are just so amazing. Hallelujah. You are just everything, everything that we could possibly need, hallelujah, in every way, hallelujah.
Yes,
and we just praise you tonight and just thank you, Lord, for being
thank
who
you
are. Thank you, Lord, but for helping us to be who we are, hallelujah, and helping us to even be better. Oh, we can thank you, Lord. We thank you that we serve a God that we can trust. We serve a God that is living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is not like some of the ones that are being served that are really not living gods. So we thank you tonight. Thank you, hallelujah. We thank you that you rose on the third day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, hallelujah, for all that you did even before then. We just praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah. And as you left this earth, you left us with the promise, hallelujah, that you would leave, hallelujah, one, and that would be in the form of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost tonight. We thank you, hallelujah, that he's living and dwelling in us. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are guided. We thank you, hallelujah, that we are led. We thank you, hallelujah. We just praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that even if we decided, hallelujah, to go astray, hallelujah, we have the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that would nudge us. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for being our teacher. Oh, God, we just praise you. We thank you for the times that we need things to be to remember, and you will bring them back to our remembrance. We
yes,
thank
sir.
You, hallelujah,
yes,
for
yes,
it.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you. Hallelujah. We might be not close to our Bible sometimes. Hallelujah. But you will allow the word to come up. Hallelujah. We
yes,
just thank
yes,
you, Lord, for who you are tonight. Hallelujah. We just praise your holy name. And, Lord, we want to be mindful tonight of Evangelist Michelle's mother. And we lift her
yes,
up to you,
yes.
Lord, in the mighty
right
name
now.
Of Jesus. Lord, you know where she is. Hallelujah. And we know that you are at her bedside right now. Bless
right
the Lord. Feel your presence, hallelujah, now and all through the night and as long you will have her kept there. Lord, we just pray that you would just bless her. Touch her body,
yes,
Lord, from the top of her head
right
to
now,
the floor.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you touch her, hallelujah, with
yes.
your loving hands, hallelujah, with your healing hands, hallelujah,
yes,
because
Lord.
We know that you can go farther, hallelujah, than the physicians, because you
yes.
are the great physician. So we ask, Lord,
thank
right
you,
now
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus that you would touch her, that you would bless her, hallelujah, that you would allow
hallelujah.
Her to know that you are right there, hallelujah, that
yes,
you
Lord.
Loved her, that would never leave her nor forsake her.
Not
hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you keep her safe from everything, hallelujah,
yes.
that is not safe in the name of Jesus. Lord,
in
you
the
are
name of
the right ones to take care of her while she's there.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. You choose the nurses. You choose the ones from shift to shift, hallelujah,
yes,
to be there
Lord
every
God.
Night. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray that she will not be given anything, hallelujah, that would not help her or anything
Amen.
That would be harmful. Hallelujah. Whatever they do, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, you allow it to be for her good in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But we're trusting you most of all, Lord, hallelujah, that your healing virtues, hallelujah, will flow through her body, Lord, and touch every area that needs to be touched in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Touch her entire body systems in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Bless in every body system. Hallelujah. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
In
the
Jesus
name
man.
Of Jesus. They don't know.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know that you know. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we pray that you would allow them to know. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That you would give them the knowledge of what's going on. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that she
Lord.
Can be treated properly in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
We just praise your name. Hallelujah. We're trusting
yes,
you.
Lord.
I say that you're going to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because we know that you're just that kind of God.
Yes.
Now, Lord. Lift up those that are helpless tonight. And you know,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
there are many that are helpless. Hallelujah,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some are in their hospital beds and they can't get up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Some are in
yes.
their homes and they're too weak to get up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
touch,
Lord. Bless
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Those, Lord, that are dependent on others to come by to give them a
yes,
helping hand.
Jesus.
Send forth the
yes,
right
Lord.
One, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Touch, Lord.
Yes.
Make a difference in their lives in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that hope will be instilled in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Father.
Hopeless ones, God. Oh, touch them right now, God, in Jesus' name. Give them hope, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Maybe some of them can't pick up their Bibles anymore. Hallelujah. Maybe they can't even get to them. But, Lord, send somebody by that knows you. Hallelujah. In
yes,
the name
yes,
of
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that they may receive what they need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we lift up these fires. We lift them up to you,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
We where
yes.
that they are.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that they have gotten some of the arsonists, hallelujah, off the land.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank
that have
you.
Been freely going on and setting these fires, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, that those that are caught are no longer doing it. But, Lord, if there are any others, we pray that you would put a
stop
to
them,
it
Lord.
Right now
yes.
in Jesus' name. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
in the areas, Lord, where the fires are still flaming. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you go there. Hallelujah. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In Jesus' name, the firemen are fighting and people are doing all that they can. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but we
Lord.
Know, hallelujah, if you step in, God, it's going to make a difference. Hallelujah. So
yes,
we ask,
Jesus.
Lord, that you would intervene in every fire that's going on right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And just like
yes.
you said, be still. Hallelujah. Say, peace, be still in the fires.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes.
in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we lift up the people that have lost lives in the fire. We lift
yes,
up
Lord.
Those
bless
that,
them, Lord.
And
bless their families,
that have,
God.
Have been out there and gotten hurt. We lift up the families, Lord, that are hurting over
yes.
the things that they have lost, including their loved ones, but everything that they own, their homes, hallelujah, even to their automobiles. We ask, Lord, that,
yes,
you would,
Jesus.
That you would bless them tonight, that you would instill hope, Lord, through
yes,
some of them,
Jesus.
Or send somebody, hallelujah, that knows you to minister to their needs in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
To let them know, Lord, hallelujah, that you are God of restoration, that whatever
yes.
they lost, Lord, hallelujah, they can
yes.
gain it back. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Help them to know, Lord, that they just need to turn to you in this hour, God.
Yes,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. They've lost everything, but you are yet available. Hallelujah. We
yes,
just thank
Lord,
Lord,
God. Thank
you,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, restore what they have lost. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And we just praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We know that when we pray that you hear our prayers. Hallelujah. And by faith, we know that you are going to make a difference. And we thank you for it. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen and
amen.
I would like for, we thank you, Lord, for that, and we thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. Apostle Holloway. Sir, I just feel led to have you, hallelujah, do a call to the unsaved and pray for the unsaved because there are so many lost. So, Apostle Holloway, would you please bless us with a prayer and a call to the lost? Amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Father
you.
God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our forefathers. We come before your throne, O God, tonight. And God, we are just lifting up, O God, the lost.
Yeah.
God, we know. We understand what it is to be lost because, God,
yeah.
we are lost. And Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to stretch out your hand. Oh, God, you heard us this afternoon talking about the lost, God. Mom
yes.
and I are talking about the lost and what we need to do. So, Father
yes.
God, we just ask you, Lord, to stretch out your arm to them.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Call them, oh God. Many are called, but few are chosen. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to call them in, oh God. In this
yes,
time
Jesus.
Of the pandemic, in this time of uncertainty, God,
yes.
Things are happening, things are being said, they're not true, but God, we know that your word is true.
Yes.
God, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, and no matter who don't believe, that does not make the word a non-effect. So, Father
Come
God,
on.
We just ask you, Lord, to reach out and touch. As that song
yes,
says,
Jesus.
Reach out and touch.
Yes. Yes,
Lord,
yes.
we ask you, Lord, to reach out and touch in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
and draw them closer to you, God. You said,
yes,
oh God, according to your word, that you would reach out. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw
yes,
all men
I'll
unto
draw
me.
All men
and
unto
said,
me.
Yes. Yes.
And God, you said, if I be, God, you said, for us to come, oh God, to your throne, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, those that are weary, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you're drawing, God.
Right.
And come all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Yes. Yes.
So, Father God. They come, oh God. Some cannot make up their minds, God. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to touch them, that they would have a mind to make a decision. Many cannot make a decision because they don't have the mind to make a decision, God. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know what to do.
Right.
But, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to give them a mind. And, Father God,
yes,
we speak to the prince of all those people, and we come against them, and we pull you down from your high place. And they announce your root.
My
we put
Lord,
to your
my
nose,
Lord.
Bridle your lips and bind your hands and feet. And cast you out in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of witchcraft, voodoo, soothsaying, sorcery, injury, and occult, wizards, warlocks, witches, religious spirits, occult spirits, and the like. We bind Jezebel, Ahab, Ananias, and Delilah. We bind the spirits of bitterness and rejection and the root cause of unforgiveness. We bind Python, Leviathan, astral projection, mediums, and clairvoyance. Incantation, covert activity, evil altars that have been set up to pray against them so they will not have the mind to serve you, Lord. And we bind tarot cards, Ouija boards, voodoo dolls, black magic and white magic and water witching. And oh God, we put hooks in your nose, we bind your lips, bind your hands and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. And, oh, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to touch them right now, God, and fill the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, as we as we speak peace into their spirit, God, that they are come,
Lord.
And that they will draw them nearer, blessed Lord. So, God, we thank you, Father, and we give you praise, God, that you would touch them, oh, God, touch our loved ones, oh, God. And, Lord, your word says in the second chapter of Acts, round about the 38th verse, it said, we shall be saved and our household and those that are far off.
Yes,
so, God,
Lord.
You made a promise, God, and your promises are yea and amen. So,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, we thank you that our loved ones shall be saved, God.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you, Lord, that our loved ones shall be saved. If we, oh, God, are saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, and overcomers, our family shall be saved according to your will and according to your word. So, Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the people. We thank you, Lord, for those that have come, oh God, all around the world that have come to you, God. And all we have to do, if we're not saved and you're on this broadcast, all you have to do is kneel down wherever you are. Or if you can't kneel down, just where you are, just call on the name
call
of
out.
Jesus. And just call him and say, I want to be saved. And just come to him and repent to him. Father God, I come and I repent for all my sins. And Father God, I ask you to forgive me. And I shall forgive myself. And Father God, I receive your Son as Lord and Savior. Come into my life and take my life over. Take over my mind, take over my heart. In the name of Jesus. And I shall serve you all of my life, God. And I thank you for your Son that he came and died on Calvary's Hill. That we might have a chance to the tree of life. So Father God,
hallelujah.
I receive him. And I shall, and I am saved in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for salvation in Jesus' name. And Father God, I thank you for these people, God, and that those that have heard the word and have given their hearts to the Lord, they are part of the family of God.
Right, hallelujah.
So I thank you, oh God, for these thy people that have came, oh God, tonight that heard the word and gave their hearts to the Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And God, we say to them, Father God, don't worry about what your hang up and your hang ups and your downfalls. God will deliver and set us free from our hang ups and our downfalls.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In due season, you shall reap if you faint not. So, Father God, we thank you, and we give you the praise,
thank you.
We give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I feel good. I'm not James Brown, but I sure feel good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, you still have time. If a few of you would like to put your praise on it, there is still time. Hallelujah. We would just like for a reminder for everyone. We are blessed to be, the Spirit Alive Network is so very blessed and honored to be hosting All Nations Christian Fellowship Ministries Research Conference. We had a lovely time on that. We had a hallelujah time on past Monday, and we are looking forward to having a hallelujah time again this Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock p.m. Central, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Apostle Zeta's special speaker for Monday will be Dr. Anisha Mathis, and the opening prayer will be done by none other than our very own evangelist Michelle Scott. Now, if you missed Monday's session, please go back and listen to it on Blog Talk Radio, or you may simply Google the Resurge Conference, and it will come up in the Spirit Alive Beast Bro. We just praise God for all of you. To you, Pastor Jeffrey, you had one that came to the Lord tonight. His name is Michael. He is in Vermont. So we just praise God for you, Michael. And I will now turn the program over to Pastor Jeffrey so he can have a final comment before we close the program. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for you. I thank God for this, for Spirit Alive Ministry. I thank God for Brother Michael that turned his life over. You know, that's the first step. That's the big step. And it doesn't mean that things will automatically get better in the way things happen or the way things seem to come at you. As a matter of fact, things may come at you even more. But we know that all things go better with Jesus. You know, so if you are having a struggle with something, call on the name of Jesus. Pray to God, and He will bring you through it. He will lead you and guide you through whatever it is that's going on in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
And just study His word. Just try to get to a Bible-based church, you know, when they open back up, you know. However, still tune in, because God still has a word for you here.
Amen.
You know, God has a, and so we just want to continue to pray with you and for you. And again, Bishop Cook, I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and I praise and thank God for you. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. Now, as I said earlier, saints of God, you can put your praise on it by simply pressing your 1. Hallelujah. And I will address you by your first. I say this so fast, and my family is so used to hearing me say this. But I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Praise God. My brother Michael was in our chat room, and he is now typing to everyone at I love the Spirit Alive Ministries, and I am going to be listening for life. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. And this young man is only 16 years old.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his heart.
Bless you, young man. Bless you, young man. And just remember what Pastor Jeff and also Apostle Edwin said. You know, call on the name of the Lord. If get into a Bible study. Study to show yourselves approved. You've already declared that you only want to listen to Spirit Alive. That's fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, Bishop Steele would like to see you get into a local Christ-centered church, because you need to know how to learn to do the work of the kingdom. You see, you must understand what you hear us preach and teach here is just a reflection of what we do in the world. We're on the phones. We're praying with people. We're feeding the homeless. We're sending food out to the hungry. We're going to the prisons. We're visiting the nursing homes. So, you know, this ministry is just an extension of what we do for the Lord in the real world. So I would encourage you to get into a local church when the churches open back up, so that you can learn how to go about evangelizing and doing the work of the kingdom. Granted, we teach all of that here on Spirit Alive, but you see, it's not enough to just sit up and listen to teachings. We cannot be just simply hearers of the word, but the Lord wants us to be doers of the word. So I just want to praise God for everything that we have heard, every prayer that was prayed, every comment that was made, everyone that came to the Lord that made it known. For those of you that might just came to the Lord and you just wanted to keep it to yourself, that's fine, as long as you came.
Amen.
And for all of you that are sitting up in here that did not press your ones tonight, we just want you to know that although you didn't speak, we're still so very glad that you are here.
Yeah.
It is our fervent prayer that all of us would just continue to acknowledge Christ in everything that we do, that we love one another as God has commanded us to do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And it is our fervent prayer from our household to yours that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at Every Man Standing in His Place. Good night, and God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
family. Glory.
Amen. All right.